USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over $1 billion has now been pledged to a fund for the rebuilding of the cathedral at Notre Dame in Paris following this week's massive fire. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation to Europe as Congress is on a vacation. She spoke today before the Parliament of Ireland and discussed the tragedy.
With the tragic fire, one of the greatest jewels of faith, history, and civilization, Notre Dame de Paris, we pray and extend our gratitude to the brave firefighters who controlled the damage as much as it was and were able to save lives in many of the wonders of that cathedral.
Police in Colorado say some tips connected to a woman who they say is obsessed with the Columbine High School shootings have produced some points of interest. They're looking for the woman, and in the meantime, schools around the Denver area remain shut down. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The Trump administration is looking to undo the normalization of relations with Havana that was begun by the Obama administration. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying the State Department is lifting restrictions on U.S. lawsuits against foreign companies using properties that were seized by Cuba.
Implementing Title III in full means a chance at justice for Cuban Americans who have long sought relief for Fidel Castro and his lackeys seizing property without compensation.
Pompeo saying, since the Obama administration began the normalization of relations with Havana's government, Cuba's behavior has only gotten worse. President Trump predicting that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former VP Joe Biden will be the finalists among the many Democrats in the 2020 presidential race. In a tweet today, the president referred to Sanders as crazy and to Biden as sleepy. Find us online at usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A big portion of the grandstand at the Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore will be closed for the upcoming 114th running of the Preakness in May. The track's owners say the Maryland Stadium authorities concluded there's been significant deterioration to the northern section of those seats over the years, so 6,500 of them are unsafe. Some Baltimore lawmakers say the announcement's only a ploy by the track's ownership group to move the race to its other property, Laurel Park, which is located between Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. A former independent counsel says redactions in the Mueller report, which is expected to be released tomorrow, are only fair. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
President Donald Trump tells KSDP in Minneapolis he's not worried about the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report, saying it'll show the now-closed Russia investigation was a total phony. Former independent counsel Ken Starr tells Fox News it's proper that portions of the Mueller report being made public will be redacted.
Frustrating as it is, people would want to see more. The privacy of individuals is very important. If they haven't been charged with crime, their names shouldn't be dragged through the mud.
And John Hepburn won nearly $500,000 on a lottery ticket that nearly blew away. He says he has a habit of putting the tickets in his car door. More than one's been lost to a gust of wind. It nearly happened with that winning ticket. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.